Yo, this is the Hood Mystic, a.k.a. Phillip Jr., representing the Good Talk Radio Network. This is the Good Talk Podcast, where we talking about entertainment, jokes, politics, relationships, sex, you name it. It's going down, down, down. Good Talk, Good Talk, Good Talk, Good Talk, Good Talk. Breaking news, Harvey Weinstein versus Bill Cosby, 2018. I tell you what the problem is, it is men. Every time I turn on a TV, every time I watch a video, it is men. Cardi B killed her husband in her video and then was still talking shit to him at his damn funeral. Childish Gambino, he killed 12 black people and started dancing about that shit. It's like, what in the world? And then you seen them all at the Met Gala, all kiki and chuckling and shit. Like, what was that about? Like, oh, who's really talented? I'm trying to figure it out. Cause Cardi B is not talented. You just like her. And that's cool, but be honest with the fact that you like some dumb ass shit. There's nothing wrong with some dumb ass shit. It's only a problem when niggas start believing that dumb ass shit is great and not dumb as hell. I couldn't turn around that week that album dropped without people telling me how great Cardi B was. I felt like I was in this weird Twilight Zone world that week where retards were just in control of everything and Cardi B was the most popular rapper in the world and rappers didn't rap anymore. They just mumbled and they called it mumble rap and it was like, real popular. Then I turned on the TV and Donald Trump was president. I woke the fuck up out of that dream and started this podcast. Good talk, good talk, good talk.
Is that your dad?
Yeah, that's my dad.
This man right here is your father? Right there?
Do you have a question about that?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I was wondering if if your dad really is an African-American man.
That's a very, I don't know what you're implying.
Are you African-American?
I don't understand the question of, I did.
Breaking news. This just in, y'all. Rachel Dolezal is officially black. In 2016, she changed her name to Nkechi Diallo, which translates to God's property, y'all. So I have a question. Whoever put it on Rachel Dolezal that good that made her change her hair, change her name, change her race? And now let me tell y'all, she has raised it up another level, y'all. She is now doing black crime. You cannot make this shit up. Welfare fraud. That's like if I made love to a white woman and the shit boosted my credit score. All of a sudden, I got a promotion at the call center. Like, that was the same thing that happened to Rachel Dolezal. She made love to a black man and she has never been the same. Rachel Dolezal is the prime case of, once you go black, your ass do not go back. I don't know this for a fact, but I can guarantee that it's some black man that came in her life and put it on her that made her want to learn about the ancestors, y'all. Trust me. And even though I have never turned a white woman into a hotep, whoever met her put it on her something vicious. And now when you see her, she either look like she just got done having sex, she in the middle of having sex, or she about to have sex. She don't be giving no fucks about what be happening. She be on her way to some dick. I'm not lying. And only a black man can put you through pure hell and your ass still be smiling like that. She done lost her job at the NAACP fucking around with black men. She done lost everything. She about to go to prison, y'all. Still digmatized, but still smiling. If she get life in prison for this shit, she will not frown. Because she know, one day, she is gonna get on top of that thing one more time. And just that thought alone, she can deal with anything. And if you want to understand Rachel Dolezal, look at the before and after pictures. Before some black dick and after some black dick. Stay away from her baby daddies, y'all. Them niggas is dangerous. Good talk, good talk, good talk.
He really represented something that was both very beautiful and very terrible at the same time. I believe that Jack Johnson is a very worthy person to receive a full pardon, and in this case, a posthumous pardon.
This just in. Jack Johnson has got pardoned by the President of the United States, Donald Trump. But I have one question to Mr. Trump. Now you mean to tell me, out of the 2.2 million incarcerated black males, you decide to free one that's been dead since 1940s? I mean, no disrespect, but come the fuck on. Pardon one wrongly incarcerated black male out of thousands, Mr. President. You have the power to free him, so do it. Please don't wait until he's dead. Please don't wait till 50 years later to free these men. Now you're trying to be like Cardi B. Good talk, good talk, good talk, good talk. You are now laughing your ass off to a Good Talk radio program, and we thank you for listening. And good talk, good talk, good
talk. And now you want to be left alone.
They keep following me.
They keep following me because
we were here first. No,
my race doesn't matter.
She is white.
My age.
She is white. Your race does matter. They're asking for it. And you're acting like a victim all of a sudden when you're trying to act all tough earlier.
Please leave me alone.
Okay. Breaking news. We have had a busy day at the Good Talk Podcast Headline Centers. There was a barbecue in Oakland this past weekend where hundreds of black people showed up this weekend to celebrate the barbecue while being black. All of a sudden, it's a good thing to eat massive grilled red meat and get cancer from the carcinogens and die by the time you're 35. Listen. I would have called the police on y'all just like Barbecue Becky, just because I care about you niggas. And killing yourself for the sake of good time is not a good call. And I dare you to make a meme about me. Good talk, good talk, good talk, good talk.
Break on my life, man, fuck sake. If I tell them a non-sweater, I'll let them eat my ass like a goat.
Breaking news, this just in, TMZ reported that Nicki Minaj and Eminem are now dating, and I have figured it out. Since Nicki Minaj is a rapper, she's addicted to candy. No wonder she wants to be signed under Lil Wayne, cause Lil Wayne put out the song Lollipop. So let's take a minute and let's really think about this. She went from Meek Mill, M, to Nas, N, to Eminem. And just to explain what she was doing, she got with Eminem. That's talent. Those are bars when your life can just be doing a double entendre like that. Big ups to Nicki Minaj. She's basically dealing with dudes based off her love for candy. I mean, look at Safari. Who's sweeter than him? Good talk, good talk, good talk, good talk, good talk.
This engagement speaks volumes about how the royal family has changed. An American actress of mixed race will become a duchess. Unthinkable, even a few years ago.
Breaking news, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry got married this week. This is the first royal wedding with soul food, Malibu coconut, and an electric slide line. And then when they dropped Earth, Wind & Fire in September, they was like, oh, they did Taylor Swift's song over again. This really opened up the conversation though about history and the black man's place in it. And if you want to look at a black man's story before slavery, do your research. Look no further than the wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And also, what is up with all the Bill Cosby memes? I need to see more Harvey Weinstein memes. I know you niggas can do it. Good talk, good talk, good talk.
What you gonna do? Shoot your ass, bitch. You gonna shoot me? Yeah. I'm gonna shoot you. Where you gonna shoot me?
Your leg.
In my leg?
Yeah, in your leg.
Why you not gonna shoot me in my head?
Cause I love this pussy.
Cause you love
yeah,
this pussy.
Yeah, I love this pussy. No, shut up.
I'm just gonna break.
Yeah, just shut up. Take this day.
Are you trying to get some action but don't know how? Do you need some advice on love, sex, or romance? Here at the Good Talk Podcast, we have a section of our show called the Ask Philip section, where our guests email us questions and we read them aloud on air. No question too big, no question too small. And since this is our first episode, we'll just give you a taste. Ladies, men have feelings. The problem is he may be so out of touch with him, he may not even realize that he has those feelings. Because at his core, his feelings revolve around respect. variety, and understanding. And your feelings revolve around how you feel in that particular day. Your idea of the man that you want is keeping you single, because there is no book standard which states that a man needs to keep up with you, nor does it state in this imaginary book that a man's overall opinion exists within your mind. Every man is the same in the way that he has a penis, but every man is different in the sense that you cannot treat us the same, nor enter a relationship with preset standards of how a man should be. And since you are not relating honestly, men will respond to this by lying to your ass, avoiding your ass, etc. But why? Because you're not doing anything he wants, you're only doing what you want. Good talk, good talk, good talk, good talk. Now men, stop thinking with your dick. For thousands of years, women have used your base thinking against you. The reason why you can't get a woman, the reason why you're struggling to get a woman to honor your dates, the reason why she doesn't text you back is because you are only offering her penis. And penis to a woman is like water to a fish. You have to raise your thoughts and give her more than a penis. And if all you're thinking about is having sex with her, getting her to your mama's basement, she can sense that and she's not interested in it. But if you can relate to her, teach her, listen to her, find a reason to be with her outside of fucking her. And if you never have sex with her, keep a positive relationship with her. Increase your relationships with many different women. Because if sex is your goal and you want to meet your dream girl, it's best to have girls around you. Because girls like guys who have feminine energy around them. It's attractive. So don't fall into the narrative that is going around the internet. All these weirdos on the internet who wouldn't know pussy if it's dead in their face, talking about the friend zone is the end zone, or these guys that tell you that if you're not having sex with her, you're not making any progress. Because trust me, the fact that you think you need to fuck every girl is just the result of you not raising up your consciousness. So stay woke out here, fellas, and good talk, and good talk, and good talk, and good talk, and good talk.